what do you want? And they tell us, and we can feel something different than their words. And sometimes people, we ask people how they feel, and they tell us, but we can feel something different than their words. And we want to say to everyone that when you care about knowing how you really feel, and you are aware of where you really are, then you can feel when you find an improvement in your vibration. So when you tell us that you are in the calm, and then you describe the things that you're describing, we feel a discord between the words "I'm in the calm" and the way you feel as you are describing what's currently going on. So the first thing we want to say to you, and we say it to everybody, is get real about how you feel. Because if you don't acknowledge how you feel, then you have no way of discerning whether you're making any improvement in the releasing of resistance, you see. So how you feel is worried. You're worried about these finances and frustrated that you have these beautiful properties and concerned about the what they're saying about the market, which really doesn't have anything to do with...
I don't think it's us.
Your personal experience. So once you acknowledge how you feel and then you reach for some thoughts that give you some relief, before you know it, you can move into a new place. Because think about it. Think about how many experiences you've had and how much you've put into your vibrational escrow. What do you think is there in your vibrational escrow? Not the details of it. We're not asking you where you will go to or even when it will happen or how it will come about, but what do you think is the essence of your vibrational escrow? What do you think it says? With all that you've lived, especially recently, especially since you've been aware of deliberate creation, what do you think that that vibrational escrow is reverberating mostly? It's that calm that you're reaching for. It's that feeling of well-being. It's that knowing that all is well. It's that feeling of stability. It's a feeling of security. That's why you use those words. And it's fine that you use those words. In other words, we're not ever wanting you to use words that are negative on purpose. But we want you to say, the calm that I'm reaching for is vivid and real for me. And I'm looking forward to releasing the knots in my stomach that I have as I think about different things and really finding that calm. And then just talk about that as it will be. I know, or I believe, or I want to believe that what I've been asking for will come. And while I can't play out all of the details, I know that just like so many wonderful things that have come to me, this will come too. And I can feel, we're speaking for you, I can feel that the universe is on my side, that I'm being tended to, that things are lining up for me. And while I can't control the timing of it, I am not controlling the timing of it. I can feel that the timing of it can be improved as I feel better and better. And so I'm making decisions that put me in a place of feeling better, and I'm trusting that things will come into alignment. We can see it so clearly, and we are not the least bit worried about you, and you have to find a way of not worrying about it too.
I used to think I was going to be a bag woman, seriously. I thought they would take both houses. And then I sat down and got calm. And I feel a lot better, but I need to go a long way, and you're right. Thank you.
There are so many options for me that I can explore. I have so many plan B, plan C, plan D. Mm-hmm. There are so many things that I would do if I ever needed to, but there isn't anything that I need to do because I've already set into motion what I'm wanting, and the universe is assisting me in bringing this about. And I understand that my work is coming into vibrational alignment with what I've been asking for. So all I have to do is keep picturing what I'm asking for as best I can, and the picture that I have is me feeling glad, me feeling relief, me saying I knew it was going to work out fine, me acknowledging that there was really nothing to fuss and worry about, me being proud of myself because my fussing and worrying got less and less and less, me acknowledging that my dearly departed is aware of what's going on, that just as he was involved in the creation of these properties to begin with, he's still involved in the creation of them. Part of the reason that he wanted them was because he saw them as my security, and he still sees them as my security, and I know that they are my security. And there's no way that something that has been this long-standing security can suddenly turn to insecurity. And it's easy to feel a little impatience between security and insecurity when you're looking at the details of it. But when I look at what it really is, it's not possible for